Your input is invalid. You entered 11524531. Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. If you do not... Your input is invalid. You entered 11.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Randall Cynthia. And thank God for the opening prayer, that anointed prayer coming through her. Also, thank God for that opening scripture that was read. Praise the Lord. I just thank God. It's a blessing indeed to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast one more time. And I'm happy to be on this broadcast tonight. And I'm so glad that all of you have tuned in. And I'm praying that God will give you a great blessing on tonight. And at this time, let's just get our minds ready to receive the word from the Lord of a truth. God is a great God, and he is a merciful God. Praise the Lord. And in that song that she was singing, that is a prayer request. She's saying, clean me up. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Purge me on the inside. Wash me on the outside. It's a request asking God to clean me up. It's personal. You can ask God to clean you up, and he will do that. The word of God itself will purge you. The word will clean you up. It will wash you and make you what God wants you to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm encouraging you on tonight to get your minds, your hearts, and everything ready to receive the word of God, to hear from God, to ask the Lord for a favor tonight, to bring forth your request before the Lord. And again, you're just basically going to be sitting around the table of the Lord, and you can feast, and you can eat as much as you desire. Hallelujah. Your soul can become fat with the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I tell you the truth, and that nourishment that you receive from this word, your soul can be delighted. Your soul can be strengthened. Your soul can be encouraged. The joy of the Lord will come down, amen, and fill your soul. So get ready to hear from the Lord. And at this time, we're going to present to you our speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we ask you to pray along with her and pray for her as she ministers the word of God. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord, eternal God and our Father. We thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for traveling mercies. Oh, my God, we thank you. We thank you for what you've already done. We pray that you have your way tonight in your word. Touch some soul, save, heal, and forgive, and we'll give thy name the praise. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Praise the Lord. We first want to apologize for the glitch in the program on tonight, but we thank God because God has all power in his hand. He can do everything. Hallelujah. We yet have the victory in the Lord. Let us go to the word of God in St. John, the 14th chapter, and begin with verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of those scriptures. And my title tonight is, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. My theme is, Believe in God. Believe in God. Praise the Lord. I put his word on tonight. Jesus began to speak to his disciples. They were going through different things, and Jesus was about to be crucified. So he began to speak to the disciples and to encourage them and to tell them to let not their hearts be troubled. And after he told them these things, that he was going to be crucified, glory to God, in the previous scriptures, he let them know that he was going to be crucified. So the disciples began to be sad and sorrowful. But Jesus told them, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled and be moved out of your place. Believe in God. Believe also in me. If you believe in God, believe also in me, because he is from the Father. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. The Lord has gone to prepare a place for us. Yes. Glory to God. And if he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. He told the disciples that if he go and prepare this place for them, that he will come again and he will receive them unto himself, and that where he was, they may be there also. Glory to God. Jesus spoke these words. Tonight I'm speaking these words to you to comfort you, and that your heart may be strengthened in these times of trouble and weakness, sadness, all types of things happening in this world. So many people going through so many things, sickness, illness, weakness, deformities. Oh, my God, COVID, Omicron, so much going on in these last days. So much so, Amen. It's even affecting the people of God, the saints of God. But we don't have to let our hearts be troubled. We believe in God, and we trust God. We take him at his word. We know that God is able to take us through everything that we may be going through. Our souls can be comforted tonight, knowing that Jesus has gone away to prepare a place for us, and that where he is, there we may be also. Hallelujah. In his house are many, many mansions. Hallelujah. You might think you saw a mansion down here, but in my Father's house are many, many mansions. Yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I can only imagine what that mansion up in heaven is looking like. I thank God. I've been into some of these little so-called mansions down here with the marble floors, hallelujah, and the cabinets for mica, glory to God, all these purple, all these things that they had inside these homes, these fabulous homes. Oh, I tell you, but God, it doesn't even compare to what God has for us. If we just hold on and continue to look to the Lord and believe God and take him at his word. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not worried about these mansions down here. I'm trying to make it to that mansion that the Lord had prepared for me.
I want to go there where the streets are paved with gold. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
There is a fountain. Hallelujah. The rivers. Hallelujah. Had causes life. If we just go there, if we can make it there, I believe there's precious stones there. Glory to God. I believe God, and I've taken that his word. I know that I don't have to be troubled. Jesus may have gone away, but one thing about it, we can count on his word because he's coming back. And if we just believe him, believe God, and take him at his word, everything that he said he would do will come to pass. If we believe God and take him at his word, glory to God, we will see the wonderful works of God. I just thank God tonight. My soul is rejoicing in the God of my salvation, thanking God for what he has done, thanking him for what he's going to do. Oh, although Satan may be raging, trouble on every side, my trust is in God because I believe God. I don't want to be like Doubting Thomas, but I believe God. And the Bible says, and whatsoever we shall ask in his name, that he will do. Glory to God, he will do just what we ask him. He said if we ask anything in his name, he said he will do it. We can go to God in prayer, even in the midst of all this trouble. And we can ask of God for whatever it is that we need. And God will do it if you believe in God, if you take him at his word. We don't have to be troubled tonight. We can look to the God of our salvation. He is our strength. He is our soon coming King. Glory to God. I want to be there. I want to go there where Jesus is. Songwriter said, I want to go. I want to go where Jesus is. I don't want to go where my loved ones is going. I don't want to go where the sinner is going. But I want to go where Jesus is. I want to go to that mansion that is prepared for me. And not only for me, but for everyone that loves his appearing. Glory to God, he has a crown of life for those who love him. Glory to God. I want my crown. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm praying, Lord, that you will help me to make it to that city. Help me, oh, Lord, to strive to enter in at the straight gate. I know God is able, even in the midst of the trouble. Hallelujah. Just as we were coming on the broadcast, trouble began to happen. Hallelujah. The calls begin to come in. But that's all right. I'm trusting in God. I have to do what thus said the Lord. And these other things have to take care of themselves. I tell you, we have to put God first. We have to believe God. Hallelujah. Pray. And everything will work out all right. One thing about it. Prayer can go where I can't go. Prayer can get the job done. Prayer, I said prayer will get things done. If we just take God at his word, pray and believe God. Where we are, right where we are, we can pray and believe God, and the work will be done. Hallelujah. You know they got these computers now. And they can move so fast. Hallelujah. Digital. They can move in so many nanoseconds. Hallelujah. But I tell you, my God can answer quicker than the computers, quicker than the digital. dimensions. God, I said God can. He can move. He's fast. He's quick. And he's sharper than any two-edged sword. The God we serve is a mighty God. He can work it out. He can fix it. I might not be able to get there, but God can get there. Hallelujah. I believe him. Let not your heart be troubled. The devil calls you to be all discombobulated. Don't let it trouble your mind. Don't let him cause you to doubt. Don't let him cause you to take down. Don't let him cause you to stop believing God. Don't let him. Don't let him. But continue to believe God and take him at his word. And God will do the work. Glory to God. I believe God today. And I thank him right now. And we're going to go into prayer because we know that prayer changes things. And we know that, as I stated, God can move quicker than the computers. He can move quicker than all digital communication and telecommunication. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We pray that you bind the works of faith. Cast them out, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch us, oh, right now, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We know you've got the power. Thou art a deliverer. You're able to save, Jesus. You're able to heal, Lord. You're able to deliver, Lord. I pray that you go in that bedroom right now. Touch that soul that is lying on that bed. Touch him right now, Lord. Move, oh Lord. Move on the inside, oh Lord. Move the pain out of his body. Move, Jesus. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord. Save, Jesus. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. You're able, Lord. We're trusting in you. We're depending on you. We know your word is true. We know you will get the job done. We believe it today. We take you at your word. You bind every evil work, every evil spirit. We pray that you cast it out, oh Lord. Bring down high places, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able. Hallelujah. We're trusting you. We're taking you at your word. Your word cannot fail. Thou art a strong God. You are a mighty God. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. We pray that you continue to move, continue to heal. Oh, Lord, send your healing virtue in the name of Jesus. Look on my dad, oh, Lord. Comfort his soul. Touch his mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift the heavy burden. Strengthen him where he's weak. Build him up where he's torn down. Encourage his heart. Come to his rescue. Console him, oh Lord. Help him, oh Lord. Help him, Jesus, to give his life to you, to repent of his sins. Help him, Jesus. Have mercy on him tonight. Spare his life, oh Lord. Spare him tonight, Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on Sister Rhoda. Touch her right now. Show her what you would have her to do. Help her, oh Lord. Show her, Jesus, what to do and how to care for the patient. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Have mercy, oh Lord. Send mercy, oh Lord. Go into the room right now, Lord. Pour out of your spirit, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Touch him, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we pray that you save souls. Look on all the souls that are listening on the prayer list. Touch them, oh Lord. Save, Jesus. Heal and deliver. Forgive sins. Work a mighty work, Lord. Work a miracle in somebody's life. Help them to believe you tonight. It's your word. Jesus, we're dependent on you tonight, Lord. You are our help. You are our strength tonight, Lord. We pray that you come to our rescue. Help us, Jesus. Help us to go through. Help us to endure, Lord. Make us what you would have us to be.
Help us to draw nigh unto you. Help us to seek thy face and to call upon the name of the Lord. For thy name is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they are safe. We take you at your word tonight, Lord. Continue to bless us. Continue to go with us and stand by us. Make a way out of nowhere. Open up a door, Lord. You know all about it, Lord. You are able to fix it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on every listener tonight. Touch and bless, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Lead and guide us. Show us the way you'd have us to go. We're seeking to please you and to do your will. Oh, my God, we pray that you go with us, that you will stand by us, that you will help us, oh, Lord, in these times of trouble. We know you will. We believe you will. And we take you at your word. In the name of Jesus, you said if we ask anything in your name, you said I will do it. And I believe you on tonight. Pray that you continue to go with us. Look on your evangelists, oh Lord. Look on your ministers. In the name of Jesus, look on the missionaries. Touch them, oh Lord. Help them to do that which is right and pleasing in thy sight. Help them to do your will, Lord. Help them, Jesus. We know you're able, oh Lord. Look on the deacons, Jesus. Look on the mothers, oh Lord. In the pastors, oh Lord. We pray that you will touch them, lead them, guide them, direct their path, and show them the way you would have them to go. Have your way and let your will be done. Oh, my God, I pray that you will go before us, that you will guide us, that you will bind every hindering spirit, every spirit that seeks to confuse, all confusion. We pray that you will bind it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cast it out, oh Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able, and we believe you. We take you at your word. It's fair we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to turn this part of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, that she might have remarks and that she may the other ministers for remarks or whoever that is on the line that would like to give remarks or even a testimony at this time. Praise the Lord. And it's Cynthia. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that powerful message. Very encouraging, very timely message. And this message is sent by the Lord. The Lord wants us to be encouraged and not let our hearts be troubled. And he wants us to believe in him and to take him at his word. And I truly enjoyed this message on tonight, and I pray that the word of God has touched your heart and encouraged you where you don't have to be troubled. Yeah, the enemy was fighting against us, and he didn't want this broadcast to even be on the air. But by the grace of God, the word of God went across the airways, and God heard that word tonight. And I'm glad that God is moving by his spirit. So we don't have to let our hearts be troubled. And when I think about the way that Jesus said this, he said, let not your heart be troubled.
Yes.
In other words, you take initiative.
Yes.
You do something about the trouble.
All right.
Whatever is coming up and trying to trouble you, don't let it trouble you.
Amen.
Don't let your heart be troubled.
Protect
your heart, the enemy, if you have to.
Yes.
Go to God in prayer.
Yes.
All upon the name of the Lord. Do what you have to do to keep your heart from being troubled and keep your trust in the Lord. Just believe in God. Amen. And he will surely be there for you. And I thank God once again for this beautiful message.
I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, to continue to preach the word of God. And even in the midst of adversity and all the things that continue to stack up against you and try to stop you or impede your ministry, you have the victory in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Be encouraged and keep preaching the word of God.
Yes,
this time, we give way for others to give remarks. God bless.
Glory to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist. Amen. Thank God also for the remarks coming through Evangelist. I mean,
Amen. We
begin to talk about not letting our hearts be troubled and encouraging us to believe in God. And this was such a very encouraging message. And she was saying that, you know, she was preaching it so that our hearts could be strengthened to comfort us, because many of us are going through various things. But as she said, we don't have to let our hearts be troubled. The very beautiful message. And, you know, I began to receive some news of myself today, and I just, you know, the enemy, that's what he wants. He wants to put that trouble in your heart. But like Evangelist Tommy said, you have to protect your heart. So when you begin to preach it, I was like, I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm not going to allow my heart to be troubled. Nobody should. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid of trouble or bad or troubling news. Because God, he's greater than our hearts, and he knows all things. I thank God for the word of God. Like, it's a very inspiring message. Man, it's Maybell. Keep on preaching the word of God. I'm enjoying it. Be
thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Please, God, I thank God for the beautiful word that came on this evening. I tell you, God, he's good. We don't want our hearts to be troubled. Amen. If we believe in God, Jesus said, believe also in him.
Amen.
My father's house are many mansions. Amen. If it wasn't so, he wouldn't even told us. But I thank God for the word. I'm encouraged not to let my heart be troubled. And it's making things to preach the word.
I just want to say amen, amen, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thanks, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Any others? If not, we thank God for the word of God once again. Thank God for all of you. And we encourage you to take this word of God in and apply it to your heart. This time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for our evangelist and Sister Cheryl. God is good, and I thank the Lord. I don't intend to let my heart be troubled. That devil wants you to be moved out of your place. That's what it's all about. He wants you to be moved, shaken. So the Bible tells us to be not soon shaken with the wind, with every wind and doctrine. But just trust God. Sometimes things happen, and we can't get there. Or get to where the help is needed. What we have to do is learn to be instant in prayer, because God can move through prayer. So I just thank the Lord anyway. Satan has no victory. God has the victory. The word went out, and thank God for the victory. Satan is bound.
Amen.
Watch the Lord work. Amen. So I just thank the Lord and thank God for this broadcast. And we thank God at this time. This brings the broadcast to an end. We will be back here again on Sunday night, if it's the Lord's will. Please feel free to tune in. God bless you and good night.